So this kid has epiglottitis caused by Haemophilus influenza type B. It's a gram-negative rod. That's our answer here. Now, Haemophilus influenza type B causing epiglottitis, very rare in Western countries where children are vaccinated. Okay, we get vaccinated starting at 2, 4, and 6 months of age. So if the USMLE tells you that a child is an immigrant, that's often the implication being that the kid might not be vaccinated. That's a high yield point. So the kid's been in labored breathing the past 24 hours acutely in the emergency room. She's not in acute distress. It's like, ooh, wow, like not in acute distress, but it's still epiglottitis. The kid need not be sitting there drooling in a tripod position. That's how they can describe the kid in acute respiratory distress. This is mainly knowing the immigrant status. It's referring to epiglottitis here. Once again, gram-negative rod, okay? So you're going to intubate. That's the next best step in management. They want you to know that. Even if the kid's not in acute respiratory distress, you send him or her home. They'll be in the car. Next thing you know, they're in respiratory distress, so you need to intubate. And if the kid's under the age of 6 years, you're going to give cefotaxime, third-generation cephalosporin. If over the age of 6 years, you're going to give ceftriaxone. So this girl will get ceftriaxone. And then rifampin would be given to close contacts. Now, epiglottitis, you get a thumbprint sign on x-ray of the neck. Also, high yield differentials being RSV bronchiolitis. This kid's way too old for that. If that were another answer choice, let's say like RNA virus choice E, and you're thinking, oh, could this be RSV bronchiolitis? Kid's way too old. That's going to be a kid generally under the age of 18 months to 2 years that has bilateral wheezes and a fever upwards of 102, 103. That's when RSV bronchiolitis is the answer. Another differential being laryngotracheobronchitis, also known as croup. That would also be RNA virus, okay? And that's going to be when the kid has a seal-like barking cough. That's actually too buzzy. USMLE won't say that. They're going to say a horse-like cough or stridor. That's going to be croup, laryngotracheobronchitis. You get a steeple sign on lateral neck x-ray, and you're going to do nebulized racemic epinephrine if they force you to pick a treatment. Otherwise, it's just going to be observation. And I forgot to mention that for RSV bronchiolitis, you're going to choose observation as well. Palivizumab and ribavirin are almost always wrong answers for RSV bronchiolitis. And then finally, bacterial tracheitis, another differential. That's going to be the answer caused by Staph aureus. If the kid had a recent influenza infection, USMLE likes giving Staph aureus causing pneumonia and bacterial tracheitis following a recent convalescence from an influenza infection. So that's pretty much it. I could go on an hour discussion about all the microbiology, but I'm just trying to stay focused here. Once again, this is epiglottitis. So you're going to intubate. And then this kid, because over the age of 6 years, would get ceftriaxone. You give rifampin to close contacts. If the kid were under the age of 6 years, you'd give cefotaxime following the intubation. And you'd see a thumbprint sign on neck x-ray. Okay, that's it.